It's oh so easy to be hopeful about your future when the going's good. But when it's not, a sense of hopelessness, of despondency even, can set in. And quite honestly, that just makes things worse. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The other day, we chatted about the Old Testament character Job, who in the many desperate troubles that he travelled through, managed never to blame God. Sometimes he had to grit his teeth, and I'm absolutely certain that some days the tears flowed. But he was also able to say, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And the only way he was able to get through the loss of his wealth, his social status, his family, pretty much everything, was, well, I'll let him tell you. Job chapter 23, verses 10 to 12. "But God knows the way that I take. When he's tried me, I shall come out as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I've kept his way and haven't turned aside. I haven't departed from the commandment of his lips. I've treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food." How was Job able to survive his suffering? By treasuring God's commandments, God's word, above his circumstances, above his pain, above the niggling and the criticism of his so-called friends, above everything. You and I, when we're suffering, we tend to drift away from God's word. We want to behave badly and ignore his commandments. But treasure is a very strong word. "I've treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food." That's how. And that's God's word fresh for you today. One of the things that many a person is suffering through right now is family dysfunction. If you or someone you know is dealing with that, then I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.